We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, yesterday responded to the Democrats who are criticizing the Senate tax reform bill for repealing Obamacare's individual mandate, reminding them how the Obama administration argued before the Supreme Court that it actually was a tax. Speaking on the Senate floor, Cotton addressed Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's comments.
I would remind him and all the other Democrats who have been denouncing this decision on the Senate Finance Committee that the individual mandate is a tax, according not to me, not to Republicans, but to the Obama administration. That is what they argued in 2012.
We continue to hear more details about the tragic shooting in Northern California. Mark Mayfield reports.
She was found beneath the floor of their house. She'd been shot several times, and authorities believe that's what sparked the shooting rampage that left four others dead. The shooter was eventually killed in a gunfight with police. Authorities are processing seven crime scenes, including the elementary school that he tried to enter and then shot at after he couldn't get into the lockdown school.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchey. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can, too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
Russia says plans are in the works to send a delegation to North Korea later this month. Correspondent Bill Zimfer has details.
The report from the TASS news agency comes after China announced this week that it would be sending an envoy to North Korea this week. The Russian parliamentary delegation would be making the trip to, as a spokesman put it, promote friendship. It would be the first parliamentary visit to North Korea in this format in 25 years.
A female radio broadcaster said today that Senator Al Franken groped and kissed her without her consent. The radio anchor said the misconduct happened when they toured the Middle East while entertaining military personnel back in 2006. After she returned from the trip, she discovered a picture of the senator groping her as she slept. Senator Franken has put out a statement saying, "I don't remember the rehearsal for the skit in the same way, but send my sincerest apologies. As for the photo, it was clearly intended to be funny, but wasn't. I shouldn't have done it." 'Tis the season to be jolly, but it's also time to be aware of dangerous toys. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Safety experts with the organization World Against Toys Causing Harm have released the latest report on 10 of the most dangerous toys. Joan Siff is the organization's president.
The 10 toys are examples of 10 different types of hazards. Most of them we see repeated year after year, so that parents know, you know, maybe what that looks like, and then they can make more informed decisions about what they want to buy.
Due to poor design, manufacturing, and marketing practices, there are toys available with the potential to lead to serious injury or even death. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Burke.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. I know we have some big stories from this past week that we're going to get into. Like I said, we're not a buy-sell. We're not a BS buy-sell-and-hold program on CNBC, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, nor are the other crap that they put on radio where you get some local schlock broker that buys time for half an hour or an hour. That's not who we are. That's not what we are. That's not what Markowski Investments is all about. It's not what the Watchdog on Wall Street show is all about. So, yes, we will get into the shooting. We're going to get into some of the politics of the day. I have a completely different way we're going to talk. We're not going to talk about the details of the shooting. We're not going to talk about where this guy came from. We're going to talk about how we really stop this. I've actually got solutions to the problem. Now, I need to talk a little bit about healthcare. I do. This, you remember when you were a kid? A lot of us had a lot more chores. But, you know, I love my kids, and I think that they're a little bit too spoiled. They don't do that much. They don't nearly do as much work as I did when I was a kid around the house. It is what it is. They're busy. I get it. I got a lot of other events and things going on that kids have nowadays that I didn't do. But the reality of the situation is they don't do nearly as much. But there were certain chores that I had when I was a kid that I could not stand. I dread. I didn't mind. I think she kind of looked forward to doing the lawn. And it was my lawn job was like a three-step process. We had to cut the lawn with the tractor because we had two big yards. Then we had to go around the edges with the lawnmower. Then we had to do the weed eating. I didn't mind that. And then you had to pick up the scraps. I liked it. It was almost kind of therapeutic. Like the noise from the lawnmower would kind of like, you know, it's almost like sensory deprivation to some degree. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. But anyway, I did not like weeding. Hated that. Dreaded pulling weeds. That was the worst. Yeah. Chopping wood. Loved that. Weeding to me was the worst. And it's actually, I hated it so much that you would actually play mind games and tricks and counting how many weeds I pulled to try to distract my mind about how much I hated what I was doing. I have a chore now that many Americans have to go through each and every year that I hate as much as I do weeding. And that's picking out a new healthcare plan as I cough. I hate it. My health insurance plan that I signed up for, well, the old insurance that I had down in Florida didn't transfer up to New York, and I had to get a new insurance plan, and I was told that this plan was great. Okay, so I did my homework, researched it, and I'm like, they're all basically the same thing. Okay, had it for about, 2 years? Guess what? Gone. And it's gone. That's right. I get the old letter there telling me that, we're not going to be doing this insurance thing anymore. You're going to have to find yourself something else. And again, going on the New York State Exchange, trying to find answers to various different questions. Impossible. You call up the insurance company. You actually call up the insurance companies up and you're asking them questions and like, we can't give you any answers to any of your questions. What do you say you actually do here, huh? They have an Office Space reference. What do you actually do here? You just pick up the phone and say hi? You have nobody there that can answer any of our questions? No, we have to refer you to a registered agent. We'll send that email out to you. Do you get the email? No. So you got to call up again. It's awful. It's awful. And I don't know what's worse, the actual process or how ridiculous the premiums are. Again, you're looking at, you know, $15,000 deductibles, close to $15,000 deductibles for an entire family. So, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to buy something that we'll never have to use. And 99% of the people, if they had to actually use it, they couldn't afford it in the first place. Insane. So I saw this story this past week, and I found it kind of funny because it's spot on. It's spot on. Yeah, people listen to this program know I'm a free market, libertarian type of guy. And I saw this story. This is out of Japan. There's a company in Japan. This is brilliant. It's called Piala. It's a Japanese marketing firm. And it introduced a policy in Japan where it's going to provide its non-smoking employees an extra 6 days of vacation time per year to compensate for the time smoking staff members take on cigarette breaks. Now, this to me was brilliant and goes right along what I've been talking about here on the program now for well over a decade when it comes to insurance. I think Japan was number one in the world for smokers. Japan won, Greece two. I don't know if that's still the same. But here is a brilliant idea by a company where you're not going to have to coerce anybody. You're not penalizing anybody, are you? There's no taxes. There's no coercion. Saying, okay, you don't smoke. Well, you know what? These smokers take their breaks. We're going to give you an extra 6 days vacation a year. That's fair. So it achieves various different things. It gets people to say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll quit smoking. Which good, eh? That's good. You're quitting smoking. It's going to make your employee healthier, which is going to be better for all the health insurance costs for the entire company. Right? Makes sense. It is an absolutely brilliant concept. Now, why I bring this up is I talk about the free market and insurance, and they call it health insurance or health exchange. I even think that they're finally starting to actually get away from the term insurance, because it's not insurance. Never has been. Never has been. The demographics and the numbers worked out better, you know, when I first entered the workforce decades ago, and insurance was much cheaper. But again, I remember paying for my health insurance at the firm I worked at when I first started working on Wall Street and what my premiums were. And again, I looked around the room, and there was a guy working in the office. He was not far from my desk. And he was a guy well overweight, ate like crap, probably drank a half a bottle of Jack or Scotch every single day. You know, he was good for putting away an eight ball over the course of every single weekend. Let's put it this way. Not the picture of health. And I went over to him. I was getting their insurance. I said, what are you paying for your insurance? We all, everybody, same thing. All of us, and the same exact thing. Now, how's that insurance? How is it that the out-of-shape guy with the bad eating habits, with the drinking and drug problem, paying the same, who's older, I think it was about 10, 15 years my senior, paying the same amount as I was? It's not insurance. And this is what we need to get to, okay? Some of the insurance companies are offering, I get it, you know, it's a bit of a joke. It's like a throwaway. It's like they here we go, we're doing you a favor. What is my benefit for the year for going to the gym? It's like $400. $400 or $500. It's like, here you go. It's like, yeah, kind of like getting, you know, a toaster when you get, you know, open up a bank account, right? Here you go, here's a toaster for you. But yeah, things are absolutely insane at this point in time. Out of control. Premiums are through the roof. And what I'm finding even more fascinating is that no one's covering it. No one is covering it. The media covering the insurance premiums and how far, you know, through the roof they are at this point in time. people's anger with this? Premiums for popular programs, plans are up by 34%. And again, but look at the amount of people that are, going to be getting health insurance and not paying a dime is going to go up in 2018. Oh, that's great. It's great. So I'm paying for more people. Health insurance is what you're saying? Because that's exactly what it is. Again, I want to make this clear to everyone out there that doesn't really seem to understand this. So free market in health insurance. We've got middlemen all over the place. If you want to fix, I could fix the entire healthcare industry today. Today. You know what you do? You get rid of insurance companies. If you got rid of insurance companies, what would happen? What would happen? Oh, yeah, people be out of their jobs. Yeah, all these paper pusher middlemen would be out of jobs. Ask me if I care. Ask me if I care. My daughter got a bandage for her foot. You know what the bill was? 600 and something bucks. My wife actually went into the office. Oh, well, you know, we can't handle it here. You're going to have to write a letter. My wife's like, I could have picked up the bandage at CVS for $5. Well, you know, we don't handle the billing and we don't handle any of that stuff. And my wife's like, we still got this bill. And I'm like, I'm not paying it. I don't care. I'll take a selfie. I don't take selfies, but I will take a selfie of myself holding up my middle finger, print it out, and put it in with that bill. I'm not paying that. This is what happens. You get it? This is what happens when you allow the government and you allow middlemen and all of these regulations. This is exactly what happens. You get a mess. No insurance companies, guess what? Product has to be priced based upon what people can afford to pay. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Yeah, we have healthcare planning kits as well. Why do I talk so much about healthcare and insurance and all of these issues here on the program? What, you don't think that this is a major issue when it comes to one's financial plan? It's, as Donald Trump would say, huge. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, man. The Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers always puts me, they put me in a great mood. They just do. Reminds me of being a kid. Saratoga Performing Arts Center, being a kid, Summer League, lacrosse. I just, good times. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Tax plan. How have I explained this over the past, again, I say several years. This is going back well over 10 years. And I've tried to explain to everybody listening to the program the overall direction that the country is going in. And I wrote stories. I talked about meetings that big-time Democrats, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Howard Dean were having with the Social Democrats, the socialist groups in Europe. This is going back prior to the 2004 presidential election. And little by little, brick by brick, socialism has taken hold here in the United States. It has. I called it the road to serfdom. I call it the highway to hell. Taking that from AC/DC. And I mentioned not long ago that we're at the end of the road. We're here. We're in socialism town. Now, why am I talking about this? There's no real Republican Party anymore, okay? And again, I've told people, if you are a member of the Republican Party, don't be. Don't be. You gotta cancel that, and you gotta become an independent. You've gotta become an independent. There's no reason why you would lend any support to a party that just changed its belief system. I equated it this past week. I was asked about this, and I said, "What the Republican Party is doing with this tax reform bill is the equivalent if the Pope came out and said, you know what? You don't have to believe in that Holy Trinity anymore. You don't have to believe in Jesus Christ anymore." What? Well, the Republicans are basically saying right now that you don't need that. They've basically taken on the whole supposed democratic logic. Maybe they're just saying, you know what, we're all socialists now. We're all socialists now, but we're Republicans. We'll let you keep a little bit more. Thank God you put us in office, because if, you know, Democrats, they would be taking even more. But it's not your money, it's our money. This is what we have. This is what we have, this tax reform. And you have a situation where certain Americans are going to be paying with their federal taxes, 46%? 46%. And it's insane. Tax cuts prior to this were always about everyone getting a tax cut. And why shouldn't the people that are paying the bulk of taxes get a tax cut as well? I actually hear Republicans say, well, they don't need that. You got the president, Donald Trump. Oh, I don't need a tax cut. Well, then donate your money, man. Don't tell other people what they need and what they don't need. And, you know, what we're watching right now is we're watching the horse trading take place. It is a really good time. It is a really good time. You know, it's kind of like the Frank Sinatra song, When I Was 21. Yeah, that was me doing a Sinatra impersonation. I promise I'll never do it again. Greatest singers ever. And I have to lip sync in church, for crying out loud. Anyway, it was a very good year. Right now, all of the various different interest groups, lobbying firms, are taking politicians out to dinner, wining, dining them, contributions, so they can continue to get their various different handouts and giveaways and write-offs that they have within the tax code. When all is said and done, we're not going to get much. I mean, I even taken through one of the provisions which I think would be great in helping out in regards to economic growth, helping out in regards to wage growth. You got a Republican Congress, Republican House that decided to put in a bill that they're going to pick and choose which businesses, which flow through S-Corps, LLCs are going to get the 25% rate. Certain ones are not. And you tell me that we're equal under the law? No, we're not. This is what happens in China. Using the tax code, using laws and rules to socially engineer the country. So, again, spare me, you people out there with your Democrats and Republicans and all of your other radio show hosts out there. Republicans, Democrats, they're the same thing. They're the same thing. I think I made the comparison here on the program. I mean, what is the real big difference between McDonald's and Burger King? Or even better yet, we'll even do one from the movies. McDowell's from Coming to America and McDonald's. What was it? The Big Mac and the Big Mick? That's your party with the donkey, and that's your party with the elephant. Good luck with that. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Clowns to the
left of me, jokers to the right, here I am. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Yeah, we actually added back a $10,000 property tax deduction in addition to the tax cuts that are already in the bill that everybody gets. So we've actually run numbers on these districts and shown that taxpayers in those districts, in those states, still get tax cuts. Itemizers and non-itemizers. Most people won't have to itemize.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today, as the GOP intends on voting on their tax reform bill,
President Trump departed Capitol Hill about an hour ago, and we expect to have a vote on this bill coming up soon as well. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is no fan of the bill and says Republicans will be held accountable by the voters.
The American people are watching, and the American people will hold the Republicans accountable for their decisions for this tax scam.
A mistrial was declared in the corruption case against Democratic Senator Robert Menendez after jurors remained deadlocked following 4 days of deliberations. And time will tell what happens next in that case. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Another one of my favorite songs from when I was younger. Hey, you're flipping through the old iTunes and looking for various different artists and bands and Crosby, Stills, and I got to listen to Carry On. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. A couple more tidbits in regards to taxes and an observation that I want to share with you. Tesla shares got smacked. Tesla! Yes. We love making fun of Tesla here on the program. I like this, though. The U.S. House tax bill calls for an immediate repeal of the $7,500 per vehicle credit. Yay. Yay, I don't have to be paying for other people's cars anymore. But you watch. You wait and see. Tesla will spend insane in the membrane amounts of money trying to keep that break in. They know they are, how shall I put it, screwed if it doesn't stay in. They actually, there was a, the state of Georgia had a $5,000 tax credit for electric cars too. They got rid of it. And the amount of Teslas that were sold in the state went from 1,400 a month to 100. I'm not making it up. It's not just here. This happened over in Europe as well. So, he's going to have to pull out all the stops. He's going to have to call in some favors. You might see Teslas popping up in driveways of politicians around the country because this is going to kill him. And again, I don't care. Why would you just be hoping it's going to kill a company? I don't believe in companies that should get an advantage over other companies. What, Tesla's not the only company that makes electric cars? If the product is worthwhile, why does it need a subsidy? Why do taxpayers have to help foot the bill for someone else's damn car? Anyway. Oh, this one as well. Watch the NFL. NFL's going to be lobbying like crazy too. The NFL is not happy because guess what? There's a provision in the bill, and I like this one, that would get rid of tax breaks for cities and states that borrow money to fund stadiums for sports teams. Let's stop calling it a stadium for sports teams. Let's call it what it is. A place of business. An office. One could call it a mall, right? Right? You go to a stadium, what do they got in there? They sell clothing. They sell merchandise. They have food. They have restaurants. They have bars. It's kind of like a mall where you can watch an event take place, right? The league's opposition is the latest in a series of political clashes this football season. We all know about that with the White House over player protests. It is something that the NFL will oppose because we believe that the construction of new stadiums and renovations of stadiums are economic drivers in local communities. That's from former Clinton spokesperson Joe Lockhart. You can believe that, Joe. Just as much, you're a Democrat. You also believe that 2 plus 2 equals 10. But you show me your work, buddy. Show me your math, because it's just not the case. It's just not true. Why should I, or why should anybody have to subsidize a billionaire for their office space? Anyway, the other story in regards to taxes this past week, there was this, they're calling them the Paradise Papers. How super wealthy and corporations are able to use all these offshore tax havens and trusts and businesses that they form and put together to avoid paying taxes. All of it is legal. Caymans, the British Virgin Islands, Bermuda, Jersey, the Isle of Man, the St. Kitts, all over the world, these places exist. Why do they exist? Well, because taxes are too high. Taxes are too high, and if you have great sums of money, you're able to spend a great deal of money making sure that you don't have to pay those taxes. Now, again, nothing illegal. I'm here to tell you right here and now, if I had $1 billion, I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't be breaking a law. I'm not going to break any laws, but I would do the exact same thing. What the issue is here right now is taxes themselves. They're too high. You take a look around the globe, various different, especially in Eastern Europe, because they've got a better handle on free market capitalism than we have. They lower the tax rate to a level which is not oppressive. And you know what? People don't try to avoid it. They say, you know what? That's reasonable. I'll pay that. But when you want to take more than 50% of what somebody makes or what somebody has, they might take issue. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides cost, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stars.
Foreigner, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. This is a op-ed I wanted to discuss. It does echo what we've been talking about here for a long time on the program when it comes to regulations and what it's done to certain industries. And I got to give credit where credit is due, that the Trump administration has done quite a bit in getting rid of burdensome regulations. And actually they've done more than any president since Reagan, and actually blowing Reagan away. But there are certain bills that are right now just languishing in the Senate that have been passed by the House that would help do away with a lot of the crap that has come out from Dodd-Frank, which is an absolute joke. And it's not just Dodd-Frank. We go back all the way back to Sarbanes-Oxley. See, what we do in this country is we have an issue, we have a crisis, we have a problem. The media doesn't give that crisis or problem any sort of perspective whatsoever, because they'd much rather turn every single issue or problem into Summer of the Shark. What do I mean by that? Remember when the media, they didn't have anything to talk about maybe that year, and they decided there was a shark attack, and there's another shark attack, and they decided to turn it into Summer of the Shark and scare people about sharks? They need a scandal. They need something, okay, to get people worked up about. You get people saying, grab your torches and your pitchforks. And I got to go after the next ogre. Kind of like in Shrek, right? Except what if it happens the ogre's not really that bad in the first place? Like in Shrek. Well, what we end up having is a mess. And that's what we have with Sarbanes-Oxley, and that's what we have with Dodd-Frank. And again, we told you that this was going to happen. We told you that too big to fail was going to become not only the law of the land, but it's going to become the way of the land. That the big investment firms were going to be all powerful, omnipotent. They have managed to secure their position in power through something we like to call regulatory capture. Regulatory capture is when you have all sorts of rules and regulations within an industry where the economies of scale will only allow for the largest players, the big boys, to exist. It essentially stops any competition from entering into that industry, basically kicks them out. And that's what we have today. So, yeah, a lot of pieces out. Again, a bit of a watchdog on Wall Street, echo chamber piece. Would I like to see more competition within the banking industry on Wall Street? Absolutely. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. I want to remind everybody as well, we're on the air 6 days a week. Pre-airs at 6 days a week. Actually, 7. Think about it, because they re-air the program on Sundays. Listen, get to our website, our podcast as well. You can not miss an hour. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, I talked about this. Talked about this a little bit last week on the program and how a lot of the big brokerage firms are now, they're going to be, they had this little protocol where they got together and they said, hey, listen, if one of our schlock brokers wants to leave and go to one of your firms, that's fine. We'll just allow that. We won't sue. We won't do anything like that. Morgan Stanley pulled out of it because I guess some of the schlock brokers are saying, you know what, I don't want to work at the big firms anymore. So they're going to start suing and making it more difficult. But it's pretty hard to do what I do. It's difficult now. Again, we're always looking for good guys. Guys didn't have the ethical bypass at birth to come work for us. But it wasn't many registered investment advisors. People do what we do when we started our firm. And the ones that did exist only catered to super wealthy people. And that wasn't what we wanted to do. We wanted to help everyone out. When we started out, there were certain costs involved with starting our business, starting Markowski Investments, and regulatory costs and licensing costs and all of this stuff. Today, if I tried to do it again, try to do it all over again, from the same position we were financially when we started, wouldn't happen. Couldn't happen. Didn't have the money. It is so expensive now to deal with the regulators, to deal with the license, to deal with all of the compliance, all of the things that you have to deal with, that most people can't start these firms up. Banks can't be started. I mean, we looked at it years ago, I was thinking about doing a bank, and you can't, all because of that regulatory capture that we had discussed. So how does this benefit the economy as a whole when companies can't start, when competition can't come in? We often talk about one of my favorite economists, Joseph Schumpeter, and the concept of creative destruction. You need to have it. Companies need to enter into the fray. You cannot have it. We could get into a long conversation about the various, in my opinion, the problems we have overall with our industry today in the United States. Too big to fail. You got too big everywhere. We got too big in media. We got too big in these internet titans. Things that need to go away if we want to see progress. Anyway, wanted to mention this story as well. Again, this kind of goes along with some of the privately held concerns out there that are dying to go public so they can find a sucker out there to buy their shares. This company was one of them, Outcome Health. Outcome Health, the concept of this company, it makes me want to pull my hair out. They put television screens inside doctor's offices and run commercials while you're sitting there. You know how you're in the waiting room, you wait there. Then they put you into the examination room when you wait there. So they got televisions in the waiting room. They got televisions in the examination room showing commercials for what? Drugs. Yep. Drugs. You go, I mean, hey, Doc, you know, I just saw that commercial on that TV there that, you know, it's for, you know, it said, you know, if you sweat when it's hot outside, I probably could use this pill. Could you give me that pill? If I go into a doctor's office and I see a television selling me, trying to sell me drugs while I'm in an examination office, I'm going to walk the hell out. And let me make a suggestion. Everyone should do the same. It's wrong. But anyway, as it turns out, this company's been lying about its advertising numbers, and advertisers are pulling out. The heads of these companies, again, all big fugazi, big lie, big donors. Big donors to the Democrats. Big. Again, why? Why? You buy yourself protection money. It's a protection racket. It's a protection racket. And they had this guy listing, oh, this is one of the newest billionaires out there. Really? Where's his $1 billion? Oh, yeah, it's in stock of this fugazi company out here. There's a lot of them, people. And I got a sinking suspicion, 2018, they're going to try to bring a lot of these companies to market. Looking to find a sucker. You're going to see the media be all over this because they love IPOs. They're going to hope that many people have forgotten about Snap's IPO and Blue Apron's IPO and some of the other crap that's been taken public. And they're going to be looking to find a greater fool. A sucker. Most of these companies have been laddered up well beyond where they belong. I make fun of Uber all the time. Oh, the highest valuation on a private. Give me a break. Okay. You try selling it. Find someone. Oh, it's such a great deal, right? Oh, you see great deals happen. You know, companies want to buy others all the time. You got the Qualcomm deal this past week. Broadcom wanted to buy Qualcomm over $100 billion. Yeah, anybody out there want to buy Uber? No. No. They're going to find suckers to try to buy Uber next year. And again, you take a look at all the executives and all the board members and all the people that are involved with that company. It's a who's who of left-wing politicians. That's right. Who's who? Arianna Huffington and the like. Give me a break, people. Give me a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. We have a lot more we got to go over on the program. Yeah, we're going to, again, I'm going to give you a take on this shooting in Texas that you're only going to hear here. The only place. We talked about it this past week during the week, and I'm going to talk about it again. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. A lot more to go. But don't forget, get to that website. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We actually added back a $10,000 property tax deduction in addition to the tax cuts that are already in the bill that everybody gets. So we've actually run numbers on these districts and shown that taxpayers in those districts, in those states, still get tax cuts, itemizers and non-itemizers. Most people won't have to itemize.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today, as the GOP intends on voting on their tax reform bill, President Trump departed Capitol Hill about an hour ago, and we expect to have a vote on this bill coming up soon as well. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is no fan of the bill and says Republicans will be held accountable by the voters.
The American people are watching, and the American people will hold the Republicans accountable for their decisions for this tax scam.
A mistrial was declared in the corruption case against Democratic Senator Robert Menendez after jurors remained deadlocked following 4 days of deliberations. And time will tell what happens next in that case. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
By the time I reached a one-year period, I had lost 2 inches off my waist, and I lost 17 pounds.
I think they're part of the reason that I was able to shake 10 pounds, and I think because the support, nutritional support. My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
You've got a good product. It's just amazing.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump says the UCLA players who were detained in